These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending May 15th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft published threat intelligence data related to COVID-19 themed attacks on GitHub. The data comes from trillions of signals each day seen across identities, endpoints, cloud applications, and email by Microsoft, and is already rolled into Microsoft solutions like Microsoft Threat Protection and Azure Sentinel. Microsoft also provided attack indicator to raise awareness of attackers' shifts in techniques, how to spot them, and how to enable customized detection. In a post on the Chromium blog, Google announced it plans to start to block ads that use up too many system resources. Google said this would impact 0.3% of ads that mine cryptocurrency, are poorly programmed, or are unoptimized for network usage. Chrome will set a limit of 4 megabytes of network data or 15 seconds of CPU usage in any 30-second period or 60 seconds of total CPU usage. Ads over those limits will have an error message displayed in the frame, advising the user why the ad is not showing. The Chrome team will experiment with this feature in the next few months, with it launching in the stable Chrome channel in August. The U.S. Senate voted 77-19 to adopt an amendment increasing legal protections for targets of government surveillance, including ending permission to obtain phone records of U.S. citizens in terrorism probes. Another amendment that would have required probable cause and a warrant for browsing and search history failed by one vote. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, dates back to the mid-1970s and has also been used to govern terrorism surveillance. Much of it expired March 15th. The bill is expected to be passed Thursday and then go back to the U.S. House. DEF CON organizers announced that the annual Las Vegas conference taking place in August is canceled this year due to uncertainty about the COVID-19 pandemic. Black Hat, which precedes DEF CON each year, is also canceled. Both will instead host online conferences, including research talks and social events. Founder Jeff Moss, a.k.a. Dark Tangent, said in a forum post that the 28th DEF CON will be known as Safe Mode. Sony announced May 10th that it temporarily closed the PlayStation store in China to perform a system security upgrade. The company did not specify a reopening date. It's unclear if the update is related to a recently disclosed backdoor that could let Chinese PlayStation users switch to overseas services and download unlicensed games. Intel and Microsoft released details on new malware detection projects called Stamina for Static Malware as Image Network Analysis. This project takes a binary input file and converts it into a stream of raw pixel data with black or white pixels based on the binary values. This one-dimensional stream of pixels is then turned into a 2D image by assigning a width based on the overall pixel file size. That image is then resized down to save computational resources, and a pre-trained deep neural network, trained on 2.2 million infected portable executable files, scans that image and was able to achieve 99.07% accuracy in identifying and classifying malware with a 2.58% false positive rate. Microsoft said the system works best on smaller files. Eindhoven University of Technology researcher Bjorn Reutenberg demonstrated ThunderSpy, a vulnerability on some Windows and Linux PCs made before 2019. ThunderSpy bypasses Thunderbolt's security levels feature and forces a Thunderbolt port to only use USB connectivity in some cases. ThunderSpy does require physical access to a machine's Thunderbolt controller, usually by removing the computer's backplate, and then flashing the firmware with an SPI programmer device to change the security state to none. The firmware update takes about 2 minutes. How long it takes to do the attack depends on how good you're at unscrewing backplates. Intel's kernel direct memory access protection does prevent the attack, but Reutenberg notes that that feature isn't standard and is not supported by devices made before 2019. Major OEMs like Dell do not appear to offer it at all yet. You can go to thunderspy.io if you want to check if your machine's Thunderbolt controller is vulnerable. Finally, Clearview AI software performs facial recognition by comparing images to a database of photos scraped from the public internet. Google, YouTube, Microsoft, and Twitter have all sent cease and desist letters to Clearview. In response to a lawsuit in Illinois, Clearview AI says it will now voluntarily cancel the accounts of every customer who was not either associated with law enforcement or some other federal, state, or local government department, office, or agency. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.